Our Lord says in the Gospel today, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. So we can't just be nominal Catholics. We can't just say we're Catholics. We can't even just be church-going Catholics. We have to be Catholics from the heart, from the practice. We have to put into practice the teachings of Jesus. And I think the important thing is for us who are devout Catholics, us who go to church maybe even every day or many times during the week or practice our faith, us religious, priests even, and theologians, we all have to remember that we are beginners. We are always beginners. St. Francis said, I've just begun to practice penance halfway into his religious life with his new community. He always saw himself as a beginner, and that's what it is. You know, we're like wound up clocks. We have to keep winding up our clock. It runs out many times during the day. We have to keep winding up by going to prayer, by going to the Eucharist, by going to Mass often. Otherwise, we become forgetful, and God designed it that way so that we will keep on our toes, we'll keep praying, keep practicing, keep turning to him, realizing that we need to keep being receiving help from him. So he keeps us always busy. We always have to be busy. And we remember that we forget what we know. We have to go back to the basics of what we learned. We have to keep reading scripture, we keep reading the word of God, because we forget. We do forget. And we get caught up in things of the world and our own opinions and beliefs and philosophies. We need to get back to the philosophy of Jesus and not forget. And that requires keep studying, keep reading the Word of God, keep hearing talks on the faith, and keep abreast of what we know we should do. And that calls to mind, you know, we wake up in the morning and say, this is a new day, I'm still a baby. I'm like a baby every day, I need to keep relearning. I am like a novice every every day. I am always a novice, I'm always a beginner, and this is the cure. This is the cure for pride, the cure for forgetfulness, the cure for thinking that we have made it, that I'm a religious now. I'm a devout Catholic now. No, I'm still a beginner, and that's the humble opinion we have to always have of ourselves. And on this subject, you know, I was reading a little story of I don't know if it's true or not, but this missionary went to the missions where there were Indians, and he was shaving in the morning, and he had this little mirror that he was using to shave, and this witch doctor came up and saw the mirror, was amazed by it, and was looking in it, and was frightened because he saw in the mirror this painted face which looked ugly and scared him. And he asked the missionary to have the mirror, and the missionary reluctantly didn't want to give it up, but witch doctor insisted, and so he finally gave it to him. He took it and he smashed it, and he said, now I won't have anyone laughing at me and any ugly face looking at me. And that mirror actually represents the word of God. The word of God shows us what we are to do and what we are, and we have to keep looking at it so that we can change and become more and more like what the image of God. We have to keep looking at, keep coming back to the basics, keep coming back to the Word of God, keep reading it, and putting into practice. You know, there's the word orthodoxy, where we know our faith and we know the truth of our faith through the teachings of the Church, but that's not enough. It's not enough to be a theologian, not enough to be accurate in our faith. We also have to practice our faith, which is the word for that is orthopraxy, right living, accurate living, living our faith, being a saint, being like the saints who put into and to practice the word of God, the will of God, the will of God. And that's what we need to do. And as Saint Paul said, we need to look intently into the meaning of the word of God. We need to peer into it. We need to study it. We need to know it in and out. We need to make it our own. We need to make the word of God our own. We need to experience it, live it, and have it deepen in our heart, like the gift of wisdom is actually means that we come to know and love God so deeply and intently that we can feel him and taste him and experience him in this real deep profound way. We know God then, and that's what we want to have, what's what we want to do and put into practice. So again, in order to do this, we have to be humble. We have to have a humble mind and keep realizing that every day I need to start again, I start anew. And so let us try to do that.